Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Congresswoman Angie Craig is calling on President Trump to roll back his tariffs to provide relief to Minnesota soybean farmers. In a letter to Trump, the ranking Democrat on the House Ag Committee pointed out the negative impacts his trade policies are having on soybean farmers and called out his recent bailout to Argentina, one of the country's largest competitors in growing soybeans. Soybeans are the number one ag crop produced by Minnesota farmers, but China is no longer purchasing them due to U.S. tariffs. The federal government shutdown is impacting a crucial program in Minnesota that helps residents pay their heating bills. Lisa Polish is with the Division of Energy Resources at the Minnesota Department of Commerce.
Without a new federal budget having been passed, or without a continuing resolution, as is also being discussed, we don't have the federal funding that the state needs to then start issuing payments on behalf of households.
She says despite the shutdown, Minnesotans should still apply for the Energy Assistance Program. The average benefit last heating season was about $550 for a qualifying household. A new survey by Hospitality Minnesota and the Minneapolis Federal Reserve shows it was a tough summer for hotels, restaurants, and related businesses. Fed regional analyst Haley Shenander says they looked at the May through August numbers.
53% of businesses saw declines in profits compared to last year. In revenue, 42% saw declines. Customer traffic, 47%. So there were more businesses seeing declines across the board on these indicators than those that saw growth.
She says the declines reflect the uncertainty in the economy overall right now. The 135 business owners surveyed reported rising prices and labor costs as their top two challenges. And the Gopher men's basketball team beat North Dakota State 80-54 in exhibition play. Minnesota isn't getting hit as hard as the nation when it comes to measles cases. Department of Health senior epidemiologist Jane Griffith says we recently had 15 cases and officials worked hard to prevent further transmission.
While we're relieved that we think, you know, this flurry of cases is over, we have to remain on high suspicion because another measles case could be introduced, you know, from a traveler, you know, at any time.
Griffith says you shouldn't travel anywhere unless you've received the MMR vaccine. There have been nearly 1,600 measles cases nationwide, a 30-year high. And the University of Minnesota football team is playing 25th-ranked Nebraska tonight at Huntington Bank Stadium. The Gophers improved to 4-2 with a 27-20 win over Purdue last Saturday. The 5-1 Huskers are coming off a 34-31 victory at Maryland. Minnesota has won five straight over Nebraska. This is MNN.